What a sweet piece of work there. That's from Dave Keller's brand new CD, Every Soul's a Star. Dave Keller is an award-winning triple threat, an outstanding singer, an intense guitarist, and a talented songwriter, fueled by his love of deep Southern soul and blues music, and it was all evident right there in that one song. Dave Keller, how you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, you bet, man. This is just really a fine album you have.
Well, I'm just glad you like it, you know, honestly. The reviews are starting to come in, and people are buying them, and they really like it, and that's all you can hope for when you put all this time and effort and love into writing the songs and then playing them with the band, recording them, and getting the whole thing together, and you just never know how people are going to like them, so I'm just glad you like it. I'm glad, you know, hopefully your listeners like it.
Well, this is not your first effort at it. Is this your fifth release?
It's actually my seventh. You know, every review I read has listed differently. I don't know where they're getting the information. The first couple didn't have a very wide distribution. This is my seventh, actually. It's my first one on a real label. You know, most of them I put out myself. This is on Cat Food Records out of El Paso, Texas, home to Johnny Rawls and Otis Clay, Barbara Carr, James Armstrong, Sandy Carroll, a lot of great soul and blues artists.
Excellent. Well, I'm going to dig into their catalog, and if they have talent such as yours on it, I have to discover all those artists as well.
It's a good label.
Yeah. So where are you located, Dave?
I live in Montpelier, Vermont, of all places.
So you have to travel a little bit when you want to get out to the bigger gigs.
Yeah, I mean, I travel out to the West Coast. I've been down to Florida. I go to Memphis usually once a year, and mostly otherwise, I'm kind of in the Northeast.
Uh huh. Well, when you're putting this record together, where obviously you pulled your musicians together for this project. Where and who's on it? Where are they from?
Yeah. So that is actually the first time I played with these musicians. It's the house band for Cat Food Records, and they're called the Rays, and they're based in El Paso, Texas. The label owners, the bass player, Bob Trenchard, he's a great songwriter too. So he plays bass on it. Richie Puga from, I think, Midland, Texas, kind of West Texas. And Dan Ferguson also from Odessa, Texas, that area. Great keyboard player. And then they fly in, this band's played on a lot of records for Cat Roof Records, so they're used to working together. Then they fly in the secret weapon, which is Johnny McGee, who is a former Motown guitar player, and he used to tour and play with Marvin Gaye and people like that. He also was in the band LTD, kind of a funk soul band from the 70s for quite a while. He even goes as far back as the Five Stair Steps, that he was on the road with them when he was like 12.
Wow.
Pre-Jackson 5 family band.
That's crazy. You know, now that you say that you had a touch of Motown into it, now I hear that throughout that whole composition I just heard.
It's got a little bit of that in there. They flew me out to El Paso, and about 40 minutes east of El Paso is this little studio in the middle of a gigantic pecan orchard. And some of the outbuildings were converted into a studio. It's called Sonic Ranch, and it was about 105 the day I got there. I flew out at the end of June for about a week, and met the producer out there, Jim Gaines, who a lot of your listeners are probably familiar with from his work with Stevie Ray Vaughan. He produced In Step, Stevie's last record. He produced a bunch of Santana stuff. He's produced Tower of Power. He was the mixing engineer on Fly Like an Eagle and all Steve Miller Band's hits, you know. And also on a ton of blues stuff, like besides Stevie Ray, like Luther Allison and Anna Popovich and Michael Burks and stuff. A lot of great blues rock albums. And he's worked with Cat Food Records for a few years. And it was really a treat to work with him. He had just great ideas, great ear, great ways of getting to people to work towards a common goal in terms of, you know, bringing the songs really together, you know, so that they're really little gems as opposed to just some chords with some lyrics, with some people playing them, you know, me singing them.
My God. Well, you all do great work on this release that I've not heard all the tracks yet, but... For sure, it just sounds great. So this is your seventh release, six
yep.
prior to this. So how did they find you, or you find them? What was the magic with that?
Right. Well, it's all attributable to one man, Mr. Johnny Rawls. J John has been coming up to New England for a bunch of years, and when the last probably 7 or 8 years when he's come up, he's used my band for his backing band. We met at a blues festival at Mount Snow in southern Vermont about 8 years ago. And we hit it off, and he said to stay in touch, so I did, and he ended up hiring me to play at the North Atlantic Blues Festival as rhythm guitar with him, again, like about 8 years ago. And ever since that, we've been friends, and, you know, we've driven out of Memphis together, played the Blues Music Awards together, played a bunch of songs in New England together, a bunch of shows in New England together. And he was on that label, so he introduced me to Bob Trenchard, the label owner, about 5 years ago in Memphis when we were at the Blues Music Awards. And, you know, Bob and I stayed in touch, and this, you know, the time was right. You know, so
that's great.
It worked out perfectly, yeah.
Well, you've got a fine work here with this release, and you got some gigs in the area, do you not?
Yeah, I'm playing in Framingham, Mass. This Sunday. It's an early show. It's like a 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock, you know, early afternoon show at a really cool church down there. A friend of mine is the minister, and he said, "Yeah, why don't you come down and do a CD release show at our church?" I said, "Oh, that sounds fun." You know, it's soul music. It started in church originally. You know, kind of
sure.
Blues plus gospel equals soul in my mind, at least.
Yeah.
And so, I'm bringing down my keyboard player and my drummer, and we're going to do like a bunch of the new songs off the new CD, plus a bunch of the ones off previous CDs. Of course,
sure. You know? So you're coming in as a trio for that gig.
Yeah, and what's cool too, it's not like a set cover charge; it's really just by donation. So anyone can come. You know, it's open to everybody. It's, you know, yeah, family friendly and all that.
Excellent.
New Bethel Baptist Church, I think it's New Bethel Baptist Church in Framingham, Mass.
Yeah,
2 o'clock on Sunday.
And you got gigs up in Vermont, of course. You're working the area.
Yeah. I'm a dad too, so I've got a couple teenage girls, and I'm busy being dad a lot of the time. So I don't tour as much as I would like to, you know.
Sure.
But they're getting older, and I'm able to travel a little bit more. And but most of my gigs, I do stay a little closer to home, you know.
Right.
Well, I'm starting to travel more. I'm hoping to get over to Europe. I've gotten some really good reviews over there, some connections over there, and. I grew up in Massachusetts, actually, so I'd love to get down there more often. I play in Springfield pretty regularly at Theodore's Blues and Barbecue.
Sure, sure.
And I've played in, I play at the Beehive sometimes with Bruce Bears and his trio on Sunday nights occasionally in Boston, in the South End.
Uh-huh.
I used to play at a barbecue place in Marlboro called Fireflies, or Dante's,
sure.
I think.
Still there.
Both, yeah. Yeah, so... you know, I do get down to Massachusetts sometimes. I don't have an agent, really. You know, it's these days, the club scene isn't what it used to be. So, agents who already have a roster of artists aren't really looking for new artists, generally. They're just trying to find work for the artists they have.
Right.
So it's really difficult to kind of get on, you know, with a really good agency that's going to really get you some work, you know.
Right.
So it's sort of like a catch-22. You know, until you've got enough work and you're filling rooms, you can't really get an agent. But then without an agent,
you can't get in
a lot
room.
Of these rooms.
Yeah.
You know, so... I mean, I'm doing the best
story
I can.
All the time.
Yeah, right. And so thank God for guys like you, man, because, you know, and the listeners out there, because really it's, you know, the music has to open the doors. So if people hear the music, you know, maybe it opens a few more doors to some new gigs or festivals or even house concerts and stuff. I do, you know, private parties and house concerts. That's been a lot of fun. Johnny Rawls and I sometimes do a duo and we'll just be in someone's living room, you know, for 40 people, you know, and,
well,
and have everybody chip in.
Yeah, we should
have a fun night. You know?
Yeah, we should talk about that perhaps. Some
that'd be great.
Worcester thing.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Yeah. And you know, I grew up in Worcester. I don't know if you knew that.
No,
I was born.
We're
in
learning
Worcester.
About you. You were okay.
I was born in Worcester. Yeah, I used to. I remember my mom would drive by the hospital when I was a kid, and she'd point and say, "That's where you're born." And I would look, and there was this big brick wall around the hospital. I don't know if it's still there.
No, it's still there, yeah. There,
Belmont. And I I imagine that I was born inside the wall. Like, there was, like, little tunnels and, like, hallways and rooms in there with little people in there, I guess, you know, as a kid, you know. I grew up until I was 11. I lived in Worcester.
Dave Keller with us here on the Jukebox of Americana. I know you got to get off to something else here real quick, but this release, Every Soul's a Star, first of all, it's just a beautiful title.
Thanks.
You've got it packed with some great music.
Thanks. The whole concept behind that is that I met this woman when I was in Washington State. I was traveling with like a friend, and we were in the middle of, like, I hate to say nowhere, because it's actually somewhere, but it was just really remote, you know, way up in the high.
Like up in Vermont?
Kind of. Yeah, more remote. Central Washington. If you ever go through Washington State, it's absolutely gorgeous, you know. But it's not a lot of trees, and there's not a lot of people. Just part of what makes it gorgeous. But we met this woman in a little diner one morning, and she was playing guitar in the kitchen and singing. I was like, wow, who is this? She sounds great. And she was just working there. She was like the daughter of the owner. She was cooking kind of, or serving or something while she was playing. And so we asked her to play us a song. It was really beautiful. And I played her one of my songs. And we just had a really nice connection. And it just really made me think about how, you know, there's so many people out. I mean, everybody out there has something special to offer the world, you know,
right.
Whether it's music or art or whatever it is, anything really. Someone who makes really good bread, or, you know, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Could be anything. Someone who's just like a really helpful person. But people have their own gifts. And, you know, very few people get any acknowledgement or real appreciation for it. You know,
right.
Musicians, we're lucky. We get, you know, wants to sign CDs and things like that. And I get plenty of ego gratification. But most people don't get that. They don't get that attention and that love and that, you know, appreciation for what they're offering to the world, you know. And so that song is, we're each our own unique star, really. You know, it sounds a little cheesy to say it, but hopefully the song kind of communicates.
Yeah, it's right on, man.
Because
we need
I
that.
Really believe that.
We need that these days.
Yeah. Our society is just right now. I mean, you can see it evident in so many different ways, but there's like this kind of hollow core at the middle of society where we've lost some kind of spiritual or like a center to our lives. You know, there's mm-hmm. it's like, you know, where's everybody on Sunday? They're not at church, you know, or synagogue or anywhere else like that. They're at the mall. You know, it's like it's materialism is sort of our religion, and materialism's not really something to base your life on. I hate to say it. I mean, it's nice to have nice stuff, you know, like I like to have nice books and CDs and things, but you know, we need to connect with each other. We need to get back to what's real, you know, having community and love and support of each other, you know, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Said very well, and you encapsulate all of that right here in this release, Every Soul's a Star. Dave, I'm going to let you carry on into your afternoon here. Can we choose a track from the release to go out with?
Yeah, play the title track, man, if you haven't played that already.
I haven't done that. And let's remind
awesome.
Folks where you are again on Sunday.
Yeah, I'll be at the New Bethel Baptist Church in Framingham, Mass, from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock. And there's no cover, really. It's sort of by donation.
Yeah.
So I hope people will show up and hear some of the new songs from my drummer and my keyboardist and you know, make some new friends.
All right. Hey, thanks for these moments, Dave. I enjoy it. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
Right. Travel safe. Dave Keller, once again, Every Soul's a Star. Here's the title track.
There's a woman with a guitar.